Welcome to Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. Now, if you are also a TED speaker or TED listener, I encourage you to follow this entire episode because it's going to unleash some answers today that will share with us how we can look at leadership in a new way. All right, TED, which stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. It's a nonprofit organization that has people that come who are experts. And these experts come and they speak about an idea that is worth sharing. And so today, we're going to learn about a little bit about a TEDx event that happened here in Beverly Hills. And well, we're not here in Beverly Hills right now, but in Beverly Hills that transformed the way that people were looking at women and their messages on how they led in the environment. Now, I love this show. And if you're tuning in for the first time, Answers Unleashed is your talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith so you find the answers in front of you. And we always bring new thought to you, new ways for you to reshape the way in which you're thinking so you can find answers in your life. And one of the ways we do that is we bring on special guests. Now, how can you individually create a better environment for women in leadership? In the TED Women format, the TEDx Cannon Drive Women that was produced by Sarah Kurtz recently here in Los Angeles brings together a Los Angeles community of women of voices that powerfully unleashes the concerns of female leaders across the globe. And what you're going to find out today is that these common messages that strike a core in all of us. TEDx Cannon Drive Women showcases a variety of women who are experts in their fields, who have a specific message, and they also share answers with the American public, with the world, that shows us how we together can lead America in a more representative way. And so today we have our special guest here with us, Sarah Kurtz. Sarah, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I'm very impressed with your background, and you recently produced the TEDx Cannon Drive Women. You are a producer, and you have had an extensive background within the production area here in Los Angeles. And tell us a little bit more about that so we understand the message that you come across with.
Well, I did produce a lot of movies here and in Dubai and Abu Dhabi in the Middle East, and I came back to LA about a year ago. And I was offered to produce the first TEDx Woman in Beverly Hills. So I took on the challenge, and we had 6 weeks to put it together because you have to have a license to do a TEDx talk. So we got a license, I think, mid-August, and the TED Woman in San Francisco is the weekend of the 26th, 28th of October. And they gave me the date of the 29th of October. So we had 6 weeks to find speakers.
6 weeks.
To find a location, to find sponsors, and to get it all together. And we did it. So we had the most amazing women speakers. We had five different sessions. And the theme was It's About Time, which was perfect. It's about time for women to rise up. It's about time for equality. It's about time to heal your body, mind, and spirit. It's about time to tell our stories, and it's about time to save our children.
Where did the theme come from?
The main theme, it's about time. Mm-hmm. And that was a theme from TED Woman in San Francisco. And we had to come up with, you know, the end of It's About Time for what? So I went around, actually, after we selected all our speakers and made a video, a soundbite of 6 seconds, and I asked them, what's it a time for? And each one of our speakers, you know, it's about time for women to lead. It's about time. You know, each one of them told me what they think it's for time for. And then instead of putting bios and their picture on the website, we actually put up that little video with their name, and people could click on their name, then go to a different page to see who they are with a picture on the bio. But they already had a knowledge of what they're going to talk about based on the 6-7 second soundbite.
So they had 7 second sound bites, and if people go to the TEDx Canon Drive website,
yes, so
tell us the website so people can find
TEDxCanonDriveWomen.com.
I found that amazing. I took a look at the website and I was just so floored. You had great women, great leaders that you were able to capture and have them share their stories in the sessions. Tell us about a couple of the women that you were so excited that gave their talk.
Right. So on session two, we had the president of the Screen Actors Guild, the president of Women in Film. We had one of the most amazing editor. She edits all the film for J.J. Abrams, so Marion Brandon, Women in Film president and Oscar winner producer, Kathy Schumann. And we had the president of SAG, Screen Actors Guild, Gabrielle Carteris. She was also the actress called Andrea on 90210 back in the days.
Ah, and yes,
they were amazing. And we had the first woman chief of police of Beverly Hills, Sandra Spagnoli.
Yes, and she is actually the one, the picture of our particular episode,
yes,
is actually on our AnswersUnleashed.com website. So I was so fascinated to see her information out there as well.
Yeah, she is amazing. And her talk was about courage, that it's not because you don't get a job today, it means that, you know, it means that you have a better job waiting for you and somewhere else. And she really wanted to give the message of you're not never good enough. So you got to keep going and going until you reach your goal and your dreams. And the woman in the film business, there was also Gretchen, who is a senior VP of all the programming for ArtLight Cinema. And they all talked about step by step, you know, take a step at a time. And also two of them, Kathy and Marion, say that they've been fired so many times.
Fired?
As you know, even Oscar winners,
and that's so encouraging.
Yeah, because they're women, basically, because they wanted to go home to see their children, or because they raised up their voice. You know, so they are basically on that day. They were cheered by the audience. We had about 8 standing ovation.
Wow.
We had 24 speakers, and our TED coaches. I think you know one of them, John Bates and Grant, told me that, you know, every TED Talks they have coached or curated, they have 1 or 2 standing ovation, but we had 8.
See, I think that's so amazing. I know John Bates was one of our coaches in the TEDxPCC when we did that. Mm. And I was very fortunate. I was one of the speakers that benefited from Rachel Langan and John Bates coaching. And so it was so helpful to get their background and their expertise. And when I gave my talk, I had the standing ovation, and it is powerful.
It is.
It's powerful when the people, these are all donated speeches. Donated speeches.
I mean, everybody, nobody gets paid. Everybody's also sponsoring, like, you know, all the sponsor we had were mostly from Beverly Hills. We had Crescent Hotel, we had the Beverly Hills Beignet, we had Nespresso, and all those people just came together within a couple of weeks of the event.
So, just a couple of weeks?
Yeah, like 3-4 weeks. And we have all the sponsors on the website, but they just decided, yeah, that's, we want to be part of it. And on the day, it was just like magical, like everybody got together and it was just magical. And we had on session 3 and 4, we had one young woman. She was sex trafficked from age 12 to 18. And now she's 36, I think. And she came to speak about, you know, what happened to her, how she ran away from, you know, from home and foster care. And she got, you know, involved in that, you know, part of her life. And she almost missed her talk because she left during lunchtime.
Let's hear that story.
Yeah.
Let's hear that story. When you told me about that, I remember being floored, and I also saw the blessing of her being able to get there And if, let's hear a little bit about that particular story.
Her session was after lunch, 2 hours after lunch. She, I guess, left during lunchtime, came back, and she was caught in traffic. Oh, wow. And we had four speakers in the session, and she was the last one speaking. And we could not find her. I texted her, I called her, couldn't get hold of her.
Oh, my God.
And then somebody finally told me she's stuck in traffic somewhere.
Oh, my.
And the last speaker finally, you know, spoke, and then she ran in. I said, I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to speak because we're done with that session. But our MC, Sandra Walls, decided to go out there and start speaking about other things and to give her some time to get herself together.
Oh, wow.
And we were able to let her in to speak. And her speech was one of the most amazing one, where people were just not on their cell phone and just listening to every word she had to say. And when she was finished, everybody stood up.
I was
in tears.
You were in tears.
And I knew her story, but still listening to her in front of the crowd, it was different. And
What emotion did she strike in the audience?
You know, survival. She's not a victim. She's a survivor, and she's done everything she could to get where she is now. She's helping other young women to not get into that kind of lifestyle. And she just, you know, made the day for a lot of people who were discouraged, didn't know what to do with themselves. I mean, each one of our speakers just told a story, and you wouldn't believe it if you saw them at work. You know, like you have Maren Brandon, she edits all the movie for J.J. Abrams. And when she told her story, when I did the interview with her, I was like, you got to tell the story, you know. But sometimes you're not allowed to tell your story because you're afraid that you won't get the next job. Because, you know, as a woman, we're always afraid that if we open up or if you're raising up our voices, we can get more jobs.
Well, the voices, there were common messages that were shared among many of the women that were part of this. And it was voices of speaking up. And they're speaking up about common things that women were encountering, that they realized they weren't the only person that were encountering them.
Exactly.
What were they?
Most women spoke about the fact they're a woman, they get paid less. The fact that some other, you know, they've been working at one job, and somebody younger came in, a young male, and they were getting paid twice.
Oh, wow.
So that was one common thread, or because, you know, in certain productions or other jobs, they hire men easy, in a way that is harder to hire a woman. But the common talks were mostly about, you know, let's stand up together. That was a song that we actually had for the opening of the show, Stand Up for Something or Fall for Anything.
You had professional singers there as well.
Yes, we had Karina Persian. She was a Grammy nominee. And we had Sona Real. She flew all the way from the UK to come and sing.
Nice.
And we had the Ballard Church choir and Santa Monica High School girls that came all together and sang the song.
Very nice.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
And you also had a talent agent, Pastor Kim Dore.
Yes. Pastor Kim Dore was absolutely amazing. She spoke the second session, the last speaker, and she just left everyone in such a state because she was talking about who you are, because she was a talent agent for about 30 years, I think, and she was telling that it's not because you're getting a job as an actor and the next day you don't feel good about it. It's not who you are. Who you are is different every day. And I think she struck a chord with a lot of people in the audience because everybody rushed out to speak to her after her talk.
That's always a good sign when a speaker has people that come afterwards just to hear a little bit more and get that advice from.
Oh, we also had Malika Chopra, Deepak Chopra's daughter.
Oh, that must have been very, very fascinating.
She was fascinating. She spoke about intent and, you know, what's your intent in life? We had Brenda Strong, amazing speaker. She opened up her session with she was about to have a baby, and George Clooney was, you know, touching her belly, and it was actually an episode on ER. But she was actually really pregnant on the episode. Brenda Strong was the voice on Desperate Housewife and many other TV shows. She came on a week before the event, and she did all the session and the coaching. She was a pro.
Now, this isn't your first production. You've done many before.
Yes. So I've done one in, co-organized one in Dubai and co-organized one in Abu Dhabi.
And that's what I find very fascinating. Now, do you have been a part of the TEDx community in seeing how to create these, I can't necessarily say award-winning, but touching productions that people will always remember for the rest of their life, that one message, that one speaker, mm-hmm. that one opportunity where you're watching that talk and you realize every single thing in your life that changes from your new awareness. For the people who want to become TED speakers, what process is it for them to be able to get their information in the right hands of the TED producers? What is it that you look for as a TED producer when you're selecting that story, that talk, that particular experience base in gravitating the audience to be able to hear that special idea that's worth sharing?
Right. For this one, for example, we had 250 applicants. So I literally went through every single one of them interviewed maybe a handful. But you have to have an idea worth sharing. So if you just want to talk about that you're a mom at home and an actress, it's not going to work. You have to have an idea that can change one person or your community or the world. So all our speakers in this one had something to say. In each session, they had a message to send to the world. And what I'm looking for as a TEDx producer is somebody who can be authentic. You have to tell your story, your true story, something that happened, something you have created, something that you can help, you know, one person, the community, or the world. And there was one of our speakers, Jill Kaur, who 20 years ago, exactly 20 years ago, started this foundation called Create Now. And I've met her through different events, and I was completely fascinated by her, by what she gave up her career as a screenwriter to help the foster kids in Los Angeles. And I absolutely want her to speak. But we worked with her to see what her idea is. And once we got the idea, then it was easier for me to pick her, because a lot of people have tons of ideas, but what's the one idea that you want to share that can, you know, make people can go home and say, wow, I can do this too, right? So after this event, for example, we had a cocktail party that we invited people to come. A lot of them text me, sorry, my brain is about to explode. I have received so much information today. We'll do it another time. But what I'm looking for is somebody who's passionate, who's authentic, and has a story to share.
Now, I so appreciate your entire talk. And this is the reason why. It deals with the brain. And I've noticed that men and women actually communicate differently. They communicate in a way that is different in the sense of, and I can speak about this from my own personal experiences. I can't speak about it from any other exception to my own. And as I was working as a rocket scientist, I realized that the women and the men actually communicated differently. The men communicated with execution. This is what I've done. This is what, how long it's going to take. This is the tangibles. This is the way in which it's going to be executed. Job done, completed. This is the path. We're either going to be successful or not. And it was a different type of tone, different vernacular, different vocabulary that was used. And then the women, they communicated differently.
It was emotion, it was their heart.
And it was more of communication. It was more of incorporation. It was more of making sure everyone knew their particular role in the big picture so everyone could work together as a whole. And it was so fascinating for me to see that particular aspect about how men and women communicated. And I realized that there were women that fit in or tried to fit in by pretending to be a male communicator. And it was a complete difficulty for women to completely fit in because they were not being authentic with who they are. But I noticed that the change was when people had the ability to communicate themselves and their thought process of, let's say it was a woman, that had the ability to communicate the cooperation and the cohesiveness in the terms in which men could understand, and then back it up with the way in which they communicated, they were twice as effective in leading. And what I recognize about this particular phenomenon, specifically about Answers Unleashed, is that when a person takes the opportunity to understand a different way that someone communicates, and it's typically considered bilingual. We usually think of languages as being either Spanish, English, Arabic, French, German. We think of these different languages, and we think of the skill base in the brain that deals with being able to communicate with these two different languages. And for the past 15 years, there's been heightened understanding that when someone communicates with these two languages, they have this brain reshaping ability that constantly happens. But I will actually go, and this is my theory, is that when men and women learn each of their languages, which are different, that's what allows the brain to continuously reshape so men and women can assume the leadership role in which they were designed to go into. It's that communication of understanding, translating, and making sure that everyone understands everything in the same way. And it's that, if you will, it's that sexual communication. It is that male and women communicate differently, and it's a good thing. And it's sexual communication in the sense of one sex being female, one sex being male, feminine type of communication, masculine type of communication. And that's what I mean by that. Now, in any type of production, there is the ability to communicate and hone in on a message. And that main message for that TEDx, I Can and Drive Women, what would you say that is?
It's about time for women to lead.
Time for women specifically to lead. Time for women to lead. With everything that's been happening all in the media, with the politics and everything else like that, I encourage all of us to take home that message. It's time for women to lead. What opportunity do you have to lead? What opportunity do you not see in one path, but you see in another? It doesn't necessarily have to be at work. What opportunity do you see to lead? If you're an employer, what opportunity do you see for women to lead? It's a time for women to lead, and I really applaud your message that you give and hone in on. And there's so many different aspects of this particular talk that we can focus on. We can probably have a couple of hours and hours and hours talking about your TEDx talks, and I'm just so pleased that you're here on the show with us. If you have a way for people to contact you, or are you doing additional shows, additional things outside of TED coming up, and how can people contact you?
We are about to launch a film fund, leading mostly with about women's stories and girls' stories. And if you want to contact us, just go on the website, TEDxCanonDriveWomen.com.
Do you have another event, TEDx, coming up?
Yes, we're going to do another one, the main one, with male and female speakers in the spring. And then we'll do the annual one for the fall, the TED Woman.
Great. If you have other things coming up with the fund, and you have an agency for talented people.
I used to, yeah, in Dubai. I used to have a talent agency for Emirati and, over there, but I don't have that anymore. But here I have a production company. Yeah.
So your production company looks and seeks for talented individuals.
Right. It's called Happy Harvest Pictures.
So we are so excited to have you here on Answers Unleashed.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, there you had it from Sarah Kurtz. She is showing women how to lead getting leaders to share their specific stories through the TEDx Women Cannon Drive, the Cannon Drive Women event. And I'm just so happy that she has been here with us on the show. Now, for more tips like this, for more information, you're always welcome to visit us on answersunleashed.com. Call us up at 888-88-ANSWERS. Ask us our question so we can hopefully answer your question on air. And thank you for tuning in again on kpcradio.com. This is the radio station for the Pierce College community, as well as listeners across the globe. Thank you for tuning in. And I am here with you again. I am Olympia LaPointe, here with you with Answers Unleashed. And I look forward to sharing more topics with you and helping your brain reshape with faith and science to find the answers in front of you.